Our theme verse, Isaiah 52 and verse 7. Tidings of good that publisheth salvation, that saith unto Zion, thy God reigneth. Hallelujah. Father, thy word is yours. Minister to your people. Break the word and give to them that they will rejoice in finding a good word this morning. In Jesus' name, and all God's people said, amen. Amen. Somebody said, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
When people are being chucked out of jobs, people in the church are getting jobs.
Amen.
That's how God works. Amen. Hallelujah. So today I want to tell you that we have to be messengers of good. If you read that verse which we read, it says, good tidings of good. I told about publishing peace earlier. Now today I want to bring to you your attention to bring it good tidings of good. Some people, if we see them, why this fellow came like that, we will think. Because they, whenever they come, they will bring a bad news. You see his side. How many of you know some people like that? In our village and all, I remember seeing one itself, we will run away. Because we know this fellow comes, he will bring a sad news and make our atmosphere bad. God has made us as messengers. Everybody say messengers. All of us carriers of one or the other message. Amen. But God wants us to be messengers of good tidings of good. Amen. Everybody say good tidings of good. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Proverbs 13 and 17. I want to bring your attention to some messengers. Proverbs 13 and 17. Then we will go a little deeper. We will dig deeper into God's word. By the by, I want you all to be good in writing notes, taking notes. Because the more you give importance to God's word, God will give importance to you. Amen? That's how it is. So, where is that reflection card? So, good tidings of good. So, Proverbs 13 and 17, we read about a messenger there. Let's come. A wicked messenger falleth into... We were blessed richly. In English, it's a different way altogether. So, I can... When you hear more of God's word. Amen. So, today, I declare from today, you are a faithful messenger who brings health. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The next, so don't be wicked messengers. You know, the virus of gossip out of this place in the name of Jesus. Let there be faithful messages that bring health. Hallelujah. The next messenger, Proverbs 15 and verse 30. Proverbs 15 and verse 30. Hallelujah. Proverbs 15 verse 30. The light of the eye rejoiceth the heart, and a good report maketh the bones fat, means health. That's why you need to hear sermons on a Sunday. Some people become too wise that they go for honeymoon to Ooty on the first Sunday. If you do like that, your money is gone. Even if you are in Antarctica, make sure that you rejoice with the Lord's people. Amen.
Amen.
Sundays belong to God and His people. Never miss out on a Sunday service. Find out a church nearby, wherever you're going. Hallelujah. That's why today in the Tamil service I said, I never remember a Sunday which I have missed. Except for some time I fell sick, chicken pox. The church itself said, don't come. So that's why. Otherwise I would have gone. Come, I'll give you chicken pox. But I love to go. Church is the place where you have to go every Sunday. Sunday means church day. Never go away from that. Be strong in your commitment. You remember Dr. Jabiraj Samuel telling the person, revere the Sabbath and the... you remember. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. One person remembers. I thank you. I praise you. Hallelujah. Revere the Sabbath and the sanctuary. So this should happen and the blessings of the Lord will come upon your life. Never compromise on the Sunday. Some people put marriages on a Sunday. They come and call us. We will say, you know, brother, Sunday, church day. Afternoon, if for lunch you want me to come, I will come. But Sunday means for the Lord. Amen. So a good report maketh the bones fat. Hallelujah. There will be no cysts there. There will be no tumors there. There will be no ulcers there. There will be complete healing when you hear good report in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody said, praise the Lord. So evangelism, as believers, if we hear something good, we need to share it to others. Somehow, the devil has kept us from sharing what is real good. For example, if a lady gets a good salwar in Farico here, you know Farico? She will say to the next lady, you know from where I got this kurta? Farico. You know how much I paid? Just 600 rupees. Oh, 600 rupees, only 600. So what do? You will also go to Farico, get it for 600. But this lady have never told about Jesus. Why? Distortion of goodness happens. The greatest good that happens in our life is Jesus. The greatest good that has happened and it will happen to anybody is Jesus. Somebody said, praise the Lord, hallelujah. He is our good. Evangelism is never an option. It's a command, it's a duty. Let me ask you, last week, how many people did you tell the good news? We say, last week some people got very upset because Rajinikanth 2 is releasing only next year. Some people were really upset. 2 is only releasing next year. All these news weigh them down. See, if you have something good in your life, won't you declare that out? That should be the fundamental duty of a person who received good. And God today wants to make you a messenger of good news. From today, you will be messengers of good news in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. I declare you that you will be a messenger of good news. If you come to 2 Kings chapter 7 and verse 9, there's a context there. Hallelujah. I'm just starting. Hallelujah. Putting into first gear. Slowly we'll go into the second gear. This is first gear. Hallelujah. 2 Kings chapter 7 and verse 9. We see four lepers there. Four lepers. There is a big bang. That's how enemy comes in. In the same way, Syrian army came against Israel and there was a big panic there. And these lepers were outside the camp. So they made a thing. If we go inside, they are not going to let us live. If we go outside to the Syrian army, okay, let's try our luck. Let's go and see whether something is there in the Syrian army's camp. So what they do? Go one verse before. Hallelujah. 2 Kings 7 and verse 4 onwards. Hallelujah. 3 onwards. And there were four leprous men at the entering in of the gate. And they said to one another, why sit we here until we die? If we say we will enter into the city, then the famine is in the city and we shall die there. And if we sit still here, we die also. Now therefore come, let us fall into the host of Syrians. If they save us alive, we shall live. If they kill us, we shall but die. And they rose up in the twilight to go into the camp of the Syrians. And when they were come to the uttermost part of the camp of Syria, behold, there was no man there. I want to tell you today, after you go back, seeing you're afraid of many things, when you go back to your home, you will see your enemy not there. Hallelujah. Name of Jesus, whatever comes from the pulpit is yours. Hallelujah. So they came to the camp of Syria. There was no man there. And verse 6 says, for the Lord, can we read it together? For the Lord had made the host of the Syrians to hear a noise of the chariots. Hallelujah. Today I'm telling you, the enemy forces encamping around you has heard the voices of chariots. They cannot stand the voices of chariots that can come from the camp of the Almighty God. Hallelujah. Do you understand what I'm telling? When you praise the Lord, when you worship the Lord will cause confusion in the camp of the enemy. Many emails that have come directing your life is away in the name of Jesus, because they are hearing the sound of chariots in their homes. Hallelujah. The host of Syrians hear a noise of chariots and a noise of horses, even the noise of a great host. And they said one to another, look, the king of Israel hath hired against us the king of Hittites, king of Egyptians, to come upon us. So they got some confusion. The Lord just gave some sound, some trailer. Imagine that, some chariots, some horses, and they are thinking, oh, you lot of big people are coming. See, the enemy is afraid of you. The enemy is afraid of your Lord. And that's why we need to make some sound and praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Somebody lift your hands and voice and praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Every enemy that is coming against you, every attack that is coming against you is gone in the name of Jesus, because the Lord is causing them to hear the sound of chariots and horses. Hallelujah. That are released on for your life. And what happened, you know? Next verse, 7. Hallelujah. 7 and verse 7. Hallelujah. And they arose and fled. Everybody say fled. The enemy that came, financial struggle, is going to flee your life in Jesus' name. The oppression of the enemy is fleeing your life in Jesus' name. Every sickness imposed by the enemy upon your life is fleeing in the name of Jesus. Somebody lift your hands and shout, hallelujah! Hallelujah! Praise the Lord! Praise the Lord! The enemy fled in the twilight, left their tents, their horses and their asses, even the camp as it was, and fled for their life. When the lepers, now look at this, they already went. Now these lepers are coming, why? They said, if we go to the Syrian camp, we will die. So they're coming ready to get devastated. Hallelujah, to become barbecue or grilled chicken. But when they come, what they look? They went into one tent and eat, and they went, one tent only they went. They carried some silver, gold and raiment and went and hid it. They wanted to, what is here? Silver, gold, raiment, everything. Nobody is here. See, when God causes your enemy to flee, all the things will come to you. Gold, silver, raiment, everything. Don't try to hide it, because more are going to come. Because if you hide it, you're not going to get anything. Hallelujah. Entered into another tent and carried and also went and hid it. Next verse. When they said to one another, we are not doing right. We do not do well. This day is a day of, everybody say, good tidings. Good tidings. Why? The enemy that controlled Israel were out. This day is a day of good tidings. You know what is the day of good tidings? When Jesus died on Good Friday. Hallelujah. That was a day of good tidings. The enemy has lost its battle. The enemy is fighting a lost battle. Everybody say, lost battle. It's a lost battle. He knows, but he's still trying to attack you. A problem with Christian growth is, if we are not going forward, the enemy will attack us. That's how it is. You say, today I'm taking a break from prayer. One day prayer, why should I? Today is rest day. When you do that, the enemy will come with all his forces against you, because he knows that you're taking rest. Precious people of God, spiritual discipline should not be negotiated. It should be non-negotiables. Amen. Hallelujah. So, this day is a day of good tidings, and we hold our peace. If we tarry till the morning light, some mischief will come upon us. Something will come upon us. So, therefore, let us go and tell the king's household. So, they went and told, because it was a day of good news. See, curses moved from your life itself is a big good news. Amen. You should say, I have no curse. That's why I told in the Tamil service today. If somebody throws a lemon at you, you know that lemon? Hallelujah. Instead of looking from where it has come, cold season, you just cut it, get some cold water and drink it. Instead of looking, who sent this lemon? Pastor, somebody sent the lemon. You eat it. If you think that lemon has power, it will have power. But if you think that the lemon is nothing but a lemon juice, just cut in it. He will put some more lemon. You can eat more. One lemon is how much rupees? 5 rupees. Let him throw some 50 lemons. We'll have 50 juice. Hallelujah. So don't give enemy a foothold. Amen. Somebody said, praise the Lord. Some people say, I see smoke coming from that house towards your house. You know, the prophet said today. See, smoke will come from that house and this house also. But when you are in the Lord Jesus, you are under the glory fire. Amen. Sometimes prophet is telling, from that house black smoke is coming. I knew prophet, that fellow. Do you see anything more? Some more black will be there. Look, he and his wife, both are problem only. Both smoke. See, somehow these prophet people, they put that, what is that? Fear. Don't ever fear. If a prophecy comes to fear you, it's not from the Lord. Amen. It should edify you. Well, some people can come with threatenings, you know. If you are not doing this, I see bomb being exploded. Now, I have heard these prophecies here. Seriously, I have heard it all. If you do not know God's word, what you believe will work. Everybody say, what you believe will work. If you believe that the lemon has power, the lemon will have power. If you believe astrology has power and you go beyond stars, your life will be dictated by the stars and not by the Lord. Some people, some Christians are glued to that Sunday astrology, you see. Capricorn, then Libra, Gemini, that's yours, no? Gemini, no. Then Aries and Rabbis and all those things. See, don't go and ever look at that. These are all distractions of the enemy. Your life is dictated by the Lord. And the good tidings has started when you accepted the Lord as your Savior. Oh, happy day, happy day. Oh, what joy that flood my heart. And this news you should tell to people outside. If you have to become an evangelist, a good man of good tidings, you should be filled with that goodness. If you are not understood, if you did not understand the Lord Jesus, imagine. One more religion says you have to go to Shabarimala and climb that steps. Your house, 4-story itself, you cannot care. You have to go to Shabarimala. What will we do? Some people say go to Saudi and throw stone. Throwing stones, they have killed the entire world. Thank God, goodness has come in search of your life. Because from the moment when you saw Jesus dying on the cross, the evil influence over your household is over. Say it's over. It's over. It's over. It's over. To be more frank, if you are born again and baptized, understanding. Some people get baptized because to, you know, getting married, no, so they have to get baptized. Not bad baptism. Understanding your life, understanding and accepting the goodness of the Lord in your life, the Lord will cause you to see goodness after goodness. Hallelujah. Friends, I have seen goodness after goodness in my life. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Goodness after goodness. Last week I went and saw my little boy. Wow, what a sight. Goodness. It will come to you. All of you will accept and will get the best good which God has in store for you. Because the decision you have to make is not on the good things that you give, but accept Jesus as the biggest good that has happened in your life. Amen. Hallelujah. There is no other good greater than Jesus. And when you understand that goodness, you will say, hey, I have a church. I know a church. So I needn't tell you to share in the Facebook proclaiming good news. I needn't give you tips to go and say. If you know something good is there, won't you go and say? Tell it without shame. Tell it without fear. You know people. That's why I told in the Tamil service. I see the most healthiest bunch in the church. But in the world, look at your person sitting next to you. Sujo, let's take your example. Your people working around you, 4 or 5 people, how much problems they are going through. There's a big difference. That's why you need to come in the fold of the Good Shepherd, because He provides for us. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody said, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank God for the healing in the house. Thank God for the blessing in the house. Thank God for the providence in the house. Somebody thank the Lord and say, the good apart from you, Jesus. Come on, lift your hands and tell it to Jesus. Lord, there is no other good that has the Lord. So we should be committed in taking the goodness. So if you have to take the good tidings of good, you should taste the goodness of the Lord in your life. Now I want to give you 4 parameters in which you can taste, you can know whether you are touched by God's goodness. Okay? You want to hear that? Or should I close? You are all tired. Amen? 4 parameters from His word in which you can know that His goodness has touched you. You ready for this? Oh, not at all ready. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Number 1, Romans 2 and verse 4. Romans 2 and verse 4. The book of Romans is one of the best books in the Bible. You have to, every book is best. Cannot say which is better and best, but Romans is ultimate. Okay, Romans 2 and verse 4. Or despiseth thou the riches of His goodness and forbearance and long suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to
repentance.
Number one, the goodness of God will lead you to repentance, a repented lifestyle. Everybody say, repented lifestyle. If the goodness of God has touched you, you will repent. From what? Let's come to Romans chapter 1 and verse. Praise the Lord. It's Romans 1, 20. It's a big thing. Let's go from 25 onwards. Romans 1, 25 onwards. Somebody say Romans, hallelujah. We have stepped into Romans. It's a big year. Hallelujah. Who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshipped and served the creature more than the creator? Do you know some people who do that? Who worship creature more than the creator? I'm talking about everybody, not only that. If you look at some husbands, they are so... Their idol has become their wife, Mrs. In the cell phone they are there, in the internet they are there, in the profile picture they are hugging and kissing and squeezing together. Give her some airspace here. And then say, my wife and me, we are like the biggest lie we are hearing from them. Every day, inner battle only. But outside, big. Without you, I am just nothing. And the Manevi wants to hear this lie. She also likes it. If Adam had a cell phone, he would have changed the display picture of Eve. So it's like that. If you worship, see, we are all humans. We are all husbands and wives. I love my wife. She loves me. I needn't go and tell every world like, you know, I am loving my wife. Eh? Love is something which we exchange with one another. You needn't make her a god for that. And she needn't make me a god for that. But this is a very negative trend that is happening these days. Especially among the pastors' families. Because I am from the pastoring community, I know. Pastors regard their wives more than any other person. Of course, pastors and their wives should be together. They are together. They are running the show. But they all fall under God's word. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church. Wives, submit to your husband. Then in Ephesians we read, submit to one another. Submit to one another. So that ladies can take that. So don't get offended by that word submit. Submit to one another. That's how marriages are. But don't make a creature as the creator who is blessed forever. Whatever it be. Some people can't live without their animals. One dear lady told me, Pastor, if my dog is not going to heaven, I don't want to go there. I said, now I know where you're going. If you do not want a heaven for Jesus, then I don't know what. Some other have a snake, I told you in the Tamil service, last week in the prayer. They like snakes. Wow, what a snake, man. Wow. They put the snake in their wrist, put snake in the necklace, snake. They walk like a snake. Every form of evil you need to resist. Amen. If something takes your affection from the Almighty God, throw it off from your home. Amen. Throw it off from your life. This heart belongs to Jesus alone. I'm preaching good, I think. Say, preach it. In Africa, they say, preach it, Pastor, preach. You will not say anything. Friends, whatever it be, there should not be anything in our life that will keep us away from God. It might be your mobile phone, it might be your gadget, it might be anything. Some people always WhatsApp profile checking only, full time. Carpal tunnel syndrome will come. Then don't come to me and doing like this, like this, like this, like this. What they are doing? Scrolling. See this. God didn't mean the hand for scrolling, as the scrolling type. He made it to touch feet. It's just, praise the Lord. For this cause, God gave them up unto vile affections. Some people, God has given them. If God gives up on us, that's all, brother. So God did not make a mistake why sin is happening. God gave them up over to vile affections. Vile affections means it's not proper. They have affections for everything else other than God. Yesterday I was talking to Titus. He was very burdened about Bangalore's youth because he was in some colleges, he knows. He said, Titus, isn't there any other way to touch? They don't care. After death, what? No, we like death. God has given up on them. Yeah. Vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. Homosexuality, gay, which is on the rise. Next. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward. How many of you have known of some gay couples in your offices? I'm just wanting to know. 1, 2, 3, 4. You know. Joshua doesn't know anybody. No, it's coming. The trend is coming. The community. I'm sorry I asked that question. Hallelujah. So we have all these group of people leaving their natural use of women, burned in their lust one toward another. Men with men working that which is unseemly and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was with me. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind. Say reprobate mind. It's a virus in their mind. From where rapes are increasing, where... One person asked me, Pastor, he's going to a film theater wrong. I said, wrong! That's the place where rapists are formed. He was looking at me like this. Yeah, I said, what do you see in the film? Do you see something very clean there? Huh? Is there any film that comes without an item number in Bollywood? What is item number? Increases the sensual nature. So men, when they look at women, they look at them with a different angle, with a different point of view. God has given them over to a reprobate mind. This mind... Oh my goodness, thank God we don't have that mind here in Jesus' name. If God has given up on us, we would not be here, number one. Amen. To do those things which are not convenient. You go to with all unrighteousness, everybody, all unrighteousness. Fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy. You know what is plaguing Bangalore women? Full of... I'm telling you, friend. You will not say hallelujah. This is what? You will have many friends on Facebook, but not even one real friend. Full of envy. Full of envy. Murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of... What is that? Next verse. Hallelujah. Disobedient to parents, being filled with without understanding, covenant breakers. What is covenant breakers? Marriage. Where is marital sanctity now? They break the covenant. Without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God that they which commit that such things are worthy of death. Make no mistake, people who commit such things will be worthy of death. Eternal death. Not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. This is the problem. We don't do. Pastor, Lady Gaga, what a wonderful human being. I like her songs. I like Hallelujah, Hosanna also. Not there. But you may see them now happy, but God will touch them. Next. And thinkest thou this man, O man, that judges them which do such things and doest the same, that thou shalt escape the judgment of God? Do you think that you will escape the judgment of God by doing the same things and loving all those things? God's judgment will come. Or do you despise the riches of His goodness? Everybody say, riches of His goodness. Goodness. Riches of His goodness, forbearance and long suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance. So when you see these heart, when you see these things happening, you should have a repentant lifestyle and say, Lord Jesus, I thank you for your goodness that my mind is not yet virus attacked yet. And every day transform. Repentance in this Greek is metanoia. What is that? Metanoia. Metanoia means complete conversion, transformation, renewal of your mind. Renewal of your mind happens in worship. That's what we read in Romans 12 and verse 1. Offer your bodies as a living sacrifice. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed. That is metamorphosis, metamorpho, metanoia, metamorpho. These are Greek words which you should know. Goodness of the Lord leads to repentance. If we have brokenness in our heart regarding some wrongdoing, there is the work of God in your life. Amen. Some people are, let him come and say sorry. Why should I ask sorry? Let him come. That's not the way. We should have a repentant lifestyle. The second thing, already 12:30, hallelujah. Well, we started at 10:50, so I have that much time. Revelation of God. The number one thing which the style. Second, there will be a revelation of God. Let's come to Exodus chapter 33 and verse 19. Exodus 33 and verse 19. How many of you are being blessed today? Learning something. Hallelujah. 33 and verse 19. How many of you are thankful that His goodness has led you to a repentant lifestyle? We do not belong to that list. We do not belong to covenant breakers. We do not belong to homosexuals. We do not belong to those people who are filled with envy. But because of God's goodness, we repented. Hallelujah. Now no more those things affect us. Let Bahubali be released, or let other two be released. That doesn't bother us. Jesus has already set us free. Amen. Somebody said, praise the Lord. Exodus 33 and verse 19. And He said, I will make all my goodness pass before thee, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee, and will be gracious to whom I will be gracious. I will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. And He said, thou cannot see my face, for there shall no man see me and live. No man can see me and live. So Moses is asking, Lord, all this while you are talking with me. From the burning bush, I have seen you in the burning bush. I have heard your voice. But one desire I have, I want to see you. I want to see you. See, today you are hearing God's word. You can see His work in your life. We have not seen Him face to face, but one day we will see Him face to face. Because of His goodness, you are hearing God's word. And God says, I will cause my goodness to pass before you. Revelation of God through His word comes because of His goodness. Today, if you are learning something in the church, you're learning something deep about God. That's because of His goodness and His mercy in your life. Somebody thank the Lord for His goodness, for the word of God that is coming in your life. Hallelujah. Scriptural revelation which you get is a sign of His goodness. The desire, Lord, I want to see you. All this while you're been doing so much things in my life. I was not there when you died on the cross, but I want to see you. I will cause all my goodness to pass before you. Hallelujah. How many of you believe that God's goodness is upon your life? Hallelujah. Scriptural revelation and revolutionary lifestyle will be your portion. Hallelujah. Next, third, because of time shortage, I'll go quickly. First thing is, there's a repentant lifestyle. Second, there is a revelation of God because of His goodness. The third important blessing is, there's a resolve to grow. When God's goodness has touched your lives, you want to grow. Everybody say grow. See, some people say, Pastor, you know what? But 1947, August 15, when India got freedom, I received the Lord. So what? Those stories and all won't work now. Your traditions and all will get a big hit unless you are not daily taking up the cross. Everybody say daily taking up the cross. I talked about that in the Good Friday service. There should be a resolve to grow. 1 Peter 2, 1, 2 and 3. Now, you know how we prepare messages? It's like this. When I talk about goodness, where I'm just giving you some ways in which you can hear from God. So I told you good tidings of good. That one portion you take, and then you ponder upon it, meditate on it, look upon the goodness of the Lord, and suddenly you, the first verse which I said, goodness of God leads you to repentance. Then the goodness of God passed over Moses, and God and Moses saw him. Hallelujah. Means the back of the Lord. And then the front of the Lord he saw in when he was in the Mount of Transfiguration. Yeah, you remember that? Yeah. So then there's a resolve to grow. There is also 1 Peter 2, 1, 2 and 3. Wherefore, come on, let's read it together. Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all... Hey, Danny, what are you doing? Aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies, all evil speakings, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. Hallelujah. Next verse. If so be you have tasted that the Lord is gracious. In other words, it is goodness. In NIV, you have tasted that the Lord is good. Hallelujah. Because you have tasted that the Lord is good, what you have to do? There is a resolve in your heart to grow. You desire for the milk of God's word. You know, whatever the people say, it's not working in your life. Your manager, when he was in a good mood with you, said, I will give you promotion next year. Next year, you'll go and smile at him. What did I say? But instead of that, if you go to God's presence and when you ask him, he will say, he has come to the church, I order a promotion. Then he will think, he has to get. This is how it works. Hallelujah. Without doing all these things, you go and talk with him, nothing will happen. Hallelujah. If you tasted God's goodness in your life, what you have to do is you should lay aside everything that is unwanted. Because the first thing, first characters there, that's there in the believers a lot. Take the laying aside all malice. Can we read it in NIV to understand the meaning? Because we will rid yourself of all malice and all deceit, hypocrisy, envy and slander, talking bad about somebody. Envy, jealousy, all these things should be out of our system. As newborn babes, desire the milk of God's word, that you would grow. If you say, desire the sincere milk of God, that you may grow thereby. You should have a resolve to grow when you taste the goodness of God. At last, there's a response of praise. Hallelujah. When God's goodness has touched your life, you will always praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. So when you taste God's goodness, you will have a lifestyle of praise, a response of praise.